This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The king of all media, Anthony Herron.
Anthony Herron.
I was saying this to some guys earlier before the show, and I'm glad handing and you know, kissing hands, shaking babies, all that stuff.
Score football analyst.
Jumps off the screen when you watch him on film, and then when you see him in person, it's even more impressive.
Former NFL defensive lineman.
Tripped up at the 20-yard line, Anthony Herron.
And Iowa Hawkeye.
Brady. Could find an open man. He's going to be sacked from behind. At the 24-yard line by Anthony Herron. Real tenacious job by Anthony Herron, number 99.
Big and Herron.
It was an easy recruitment because he always wanted to be a Duck.
Anthony Herron with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
It's great to be in the time of year where we can talk to Anthony Herron for no other damn reason than Bears. It's good. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Big Ant, how are you, sir?
I'm fantastic, man. I'm excited to talk to you guys. I mean, we've certainly it's Spiegel's time of year still a little bit, but if, you know, just feel him getting edged out as the baseball season is entering its latter stages, and now we're getting into full Bearsness. We're not going full Bears yet.
You
don't want to go full Bears too early.
Whatever.
But it's going to be there soon.
It was nice talking to you, Ant. I'll see you, man. So, no, I'm raging against the dying of the light that is the baseball season. You know that, but we're all living in harmony now for this time. And frankly, the Bears can be an optimistic, you know, a nice little sorbet course.
A little palate cleanser for you.
If you will.
And a moose boost.
Yes. And I will. But here's the thing. Sunday morning at the Family Fest doesn't seem to have been, you know, very sorbet-ish, or not too many people amused by the boosh. So help
That's
us.
That's well played.
Thank you. Help us. Is there anything, where is your concern level? Like, for instance, Lawrence is the mayor of Worrytown. I'm merely stopped at a gas station in Concernville, regretting my choices.
Yeah, even though the mayor of Worrytown, I've told you, like, don't really worry too much about the Caleb stuff.
But it's because you live there. You kind of default is to just already, you're already from there. Where are you in this vicinity, Ant?
My radar's up. I'll definitely say that. You know, I'm not going to say it's a nothing, but, you know, once we get some other teams showing up, we get some preseason games going, then you're certainly going to want results to continue enhancing and improving. You know, it was great to see Lawrence out there at practice the other day, just being out there at Hallis Hall and getting eyes on things in person. And to be able to look, and, you know, folks who are watching, comparing the first offense, second offense, third offense, you know, it seems apparent to me, with understandable reason, the first team offense is being tasked with doing more. But it does still look really methodical as they're breaking the huddle and getting to the line and motioning back and forth. And, you know, there's a lot that Caleb is being tasked with, that the offense is being tasked with. And it's apparently been improving throughout camp. But, you know, you get out there in front of the fans, you get false start after false start or delay a game after delay a game. That's not what you want it looking like at this point. So the somewhat mechanical aspect was the word Lawrence used when we were talking over there at Hallis the other day, and I think it's a great word for it because it's not muscle memory yet. But Ben Johnson's task will be to figure out how quickly can he implement the things that this offense is best at and that his quarterback has more closely in line with muscle memory, where he can be more reactionary, because as we saw during Caleb's rookie season and has played out pretty frequently in practice, he's still at his best when he's just being reactionary. And I would say most high-level athletes live in that space where when you're not thinking a lot, you play faster and more freely, and it tended to take a while. You got into the depths of the game before you got the freest version of Caleb Williams last year.
It's such a strange place for Caleb to be, Big Ant, because I look at him And I'm trying to think of this through the prism of Jared Goff, who I think Caleb is more physically gifted than Jared Goff. And I know that most people are like, well, obviously, they were both one of one. But I think that the way that Ben asked Jared Goff to play, I'm looking forward to seeing if Caleb can do it, understanding that when a play does fall apart or break down, Caleb's got some of those cool things to his game that could make this offense even more elite than what it was in Detroit. But he still has to master the robotic stuff that Jared Goff was doing.
The mechanics, the mundane associated with consistency at quarterback. And that's where there's still so much growth for Caleb to make. And, you know, the comparison with Jared Goff, not only a guy who's not nearly as sudden and as athletic as Caleb, but then also a guy who's a veteran when Ben Johnson is working with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, is still a big part of the question, because we haven't seen Ben Johnson call plays for a youngster. And I'm not fully in line with the thought that this is just a repeat of Caleb's rookie season. I know, you know, Ben Johnson has certainly alluded to that as getting some questions from the media about it lately. I'm not all the way there with that. I think it's incumbent upon Ben Johnson to make sure that what he learned in going back and reviewing Caleb's rookie season, that he's putting Caleb Williams in a position to accentuate some of those positives. And it's incumbent upon Caleb to make sure that this just isn't a full-on rookie season for him as well, because he did start a full season in the National Football League. He did evaluate all those defenses on a weekly basis and process what was going on across from him with every team in this division. So you can't have this be where you're starting from square one if you're Caleb or if you're Ben. So what was there on film? What were those positives from the rookie season that they can sort of catapult him into year two with, and not just have him be this robotic guy? Because one of the things we were all really excited about when Ben Johnson got hired and when we sort of started to dig into things was that this wasn't supposed to just be him fitting Caleb into exactly what Jared Goff was doing, exactly what the Lions offense was. And so part of his task is to take all the negatives, but also the positives that he's experiencing on a daily basis with Caleb Williams.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And put this offense in a position where they could be at their best.
Our friend and colleague Anthony Herron is with us here on the Spiegel and Holmes Show. All right, up front, how do you feel about the new look Big Uglies with all those veteran acquisitions in the middle and maybe Ozzie Trapillo at left tackle? We'll see who gets the eventual start. But how has it looked to you?
There's a lot to be excited about. I mean, there's competence at least four of the five spots, and I would say certainly the potential for competence at all five spots up front. But, you know, high-level play is certainly available to you at center and both guards and at right tackle and at left tackle. You know, certainly the left tackle is the highest value position up front on the O-line. But you know, Braxton Jones has been more than passable during his career. I certainly hope for an upgrade going into the draft. I thought there were, you know, some of the players who could have provided that for them. I don't know that they definitively did that with Ozzie Trapillo, but you do have your former starter at left tackle who's in this process of trying to return from an injury in a contract year. You have at least expended some draft capital there between, you know, Trapillo and having, you know, Amagaji gets those reps there also. The Braxton Jones injury is really bad for Braxton Jones, but it does allow the evaluation opportunity that the Bears have been fully trying to capitalize on. But until further notice, I'm still going to assume that Braxton Jones is going to start game one at left tackle. That's just my sort of old school dinosaur mentality of, if you have a guy who you've seen play quality football there, yeah, I mean, you know, certainly the ups and downs, and he's no perennial Pro Bowler or anything like that, but Braxton Jones has played winning football at left tackle. To me, that's the comfortable way to begin the season, unless, you know, until proven otherwise, if Ozzie Trapillo gets into these preseason games and gets into these joint practices and is just locking folks down, he may just answer the question for him. But I'm not there with Trapillo yet.
So I'm seeing a lot of trade rumors about Braxton Jones because it's the kind of thing that people in other markets, when they hate their left tackle situations, yeah, will look around the league. And Lawrence, I see you shook your head at when Anthony said, I'm not there yet with Trapillo, because maybe some people are there.
I shaking my head because that's a player being like, yeah, that guy shouldn't lose his job. And he's probably the better choice to start things off initially. I think that they would very much like for Ozzie Trapillo to win that job.
So do they trade Braxton Jones?
I don't think they would do that. I think that would be silly.
Even late in camp as it goes along?
I think that you need as many good tackles as possible.
As many good linemen,
yes,
as possible. So you start game one with Ozzie Trapillo. Well, two things. One, who's this imaginary team trading for an injured Braxton Jones anyway?
Steelers.
But even if we live in this world where someone wants to trade for Braxton Jones and the Bears are able to, you know, get, I don't know, some late round draft pick back for him or something like that. Yeah, it's I suppose a win from an acquisition perspective for the Bears. But then you got Ozzie Trapillo as your starting left tackle. Even if he's healthy, what if people just get a little film on him in the first couple of weeks of the season and he starts getting, you know, tea kettled.
What if he's a little too upright, which is one of the questions about him because he is a large man. Yeah. What if he doesn't have good bend? Like, there's a lot of stuff that we'll probably have a better sense of in these practices. And that's kind of one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, Ann, is like, I want to know, I want to flip it over a little bit to the defensive side because we don't spend enough time talking about it. Mm-hmm. When you're watching defensive line play, and I get it, guys are padded, but they're going up against their teammates and they can't finish at the quarterback. So what do you watch and what do you want to see when you're watching the Bears defensive line practice?
One thing that was just fun for me looking at in person, especially at, what now, 32 years old, I think Grady Jarrett is, but there's still a lot of energy there. There's a lot of juice just to how he carries himself, even on the practice field, let alone what it's going to be like when there's an opponent who shows up or when they're actually out there in a game together. And that's just not something that's been there the last few years with the Bears D-line. Just somebody who's really going to be an attitude guy, a tempo setter, somebody who plays with a little bit of that extra edge, that extra heartbeat. And at 30 plus, even though Grady Jarrett is diminutive in stature, that stands out. The Bears got some big dudes on that D-line, and Grady Jarrett is not amongst them. But to last as long as he's lasted in the league at that position, playing on the interior of the D-line predominantly, and to do it at, like, I don't know, supposedly 6 foot tall. And he looks even smaller when he's standing next to a lot of these guys.
You know what? I'll just say what you said. When I walked over there, he goes, Grady Jarrett isn't taller than Lawrence. I'm like, okay, all right. I don't know if that's insulting Grady Jarrett or me,
you,
or both.
You.
But that is not a lot of bad.
But then I was like, you know what?
He's just being real. That's all.
You're right.
I just love I love the idea that we got a 32-year-old energy guy. Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Yes. Yes. And you want that. You want the guys to be able to feed off of that, to be able to feed off of just the temperament that he attacks things with on a regular basis, to be able to play with leverage and life and energy. And, you know, one of the guys who works with the Bears defense, Bill Johnson, he was my old D-line coach in Atlanta with the Falcons, and he's all about pad level and hand placement and energy. And
Noah!
Grady Jarrett isn't built like, you know, sort of every other great defensive lineman who's been on Dennis Allen's defenses. He tends to be a guy who's looking for longer athletes out there. And Grady Jarrett doesn't suit that, but Bill Johnson is one of these guys who has worked around diminutive defensive linemen before with some of the better defenses that he's been with. So I just love the life that he still very obviously has in his demeanor. Now, we'll see if it holds up in his body throughout the season, but that's where having more, at least having signed more perceived depth on each line of scrimmage should make the O-line hold up better throughout the season, should make this D-line with a rotation going hold up better throughout the year, where a guy like Grady Jarrett, if he's not playing 50 snaps a game throughout the year, but you're getting a really energetic 30-plus snaps on a weekly basis from a guy who's on the other side of 30, there's still some life in those legs.
Anybody can get it, man. We ready.
Absolutely anybody can get it. I'm familiar with being knocked down ass over tea kettle.
Okay.
I am not familiar with getting tea kettled as a football verb.
It's a football verb.
I enjoyed the hell out of that. Please paint us the visual picture of how Ozzie Trapillo or someone else could be getting repeatedly tea kettled.
Well, because he is a long, angular guy as an offensive tackle, if you get some of these great power rushers coming off the edge, and they don't have to be hulking guys. You don't need somebody who's 300 pounds to have an exceptional power rush. Think about the time Khalil Mack spent rushing the edge with the Bears here in Chicago and how many angular offensive tackles we saw him run over, because you get momentum going, you start to turn the corner, you get them to drop that outside foot, and then you get under their pads, right into their sternum with some leverage, and you start to lift that guy off the ground. I don't know how frequently Ozzie Trapillo has felt that yet. The day I was there, they didn't do full one-on-one pass rush, you know, in a pass protection drill. They did a lot of run blocking. There was several live periods throughout the practice. So overall, it was a physical day. But I would have been eager to see some one-on-one pass rush with Trapillo trying to block the guys like, you know, Montez Sweat, who's got an exceptional power rush. Even, you know, a guy who I know some folks are really curious about, in Dio Odangbo, but he is a guy who's got a pretty good power rush, you know, off either edge. And I'll be curious to see how frequently they flop Sweat and Odangbo, you know, off either corner, because both guys are capable of playing inside, but Odangbo has done it more frequently to rush over the guard throughout his career. So do you get the ability to get Montez Sweat moving from left edge to right edge a little more often than we've seen throughout his Bears career so far? But to see Ozzie Trapillo matched up with that, with guys who have length and power at a level that he rarely, if ever, had to face in college, that's where, now that we're going to see some opponents facing the Bears, we'll get a more detailed look at that.
Big Ant, as always, we appreciate the time and the expertise. Thanks for joining us.
All right, do it again soon, fellas.
Absolutely. That's Big Ant Heron.
Yeah, I would not want to be tea kettled by that man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.